Morning Rat Race, Van Halen on 95.9 The Rat. Now, we're giving away the Ride the Lightning Deluxe box set from Metallica.
Okay.
Along with a 12-pack of New Jersey Lottery scratch-offs with the No Sweat News quiz on Friday morning.
It's a good prize right there.
Now, these No Sweat News stories get more and more insane, and it's sad that the nutty criminal is the least insane of these stories.
Okay. Interested?
All right. Dateline England for story number one. I don't think we're seeing the work of a master criminal here, Dave.
Oh, no?
Saturday night, two guys broke into a restaurant in Sunderland, England. One of them stole some stuff from the restaurant and ran off. He was the smart one. The next morning, the owner got to the restaurant. He heard some noises coming from the bathroom. That's where he found the other robber.
Huh?
Who had gone to sleep in the restroom.
Oh, Lordy. You stink at crime.
He had a mop bucket filled with bottles of booze and a half-eaten cheesecake.
I'm going to think that these guys might have been a little tipsy
when they
decide to commit this this caper of theirs.
The police believe that drugs were involved.
Oh, okay, that too. Sure.
I'm hearing that.
All right.
And that is the least... That is the most normal story out of the three. Because
that's the most normal.
We take you to the west coast of our dear nation, Dateline, California, for story number two. Some grocery stores out west are now selling, new this year, never seen before, bouquets of organic fall leaves.
Organic fall leaves, bouquets of the stuff that's currently on my street in a gigantic pile.
Scattered about my neighborhood.
Right. Yeah.
They're selling organic. Organic. They're selling fall leaves for $15.
$15
a bundle.
First of all, it's for free on this new thing called the ground.
Right.
The planet Earth, you can get these very pricey vegetations.
For $15, you can get a collection of fall leaves, red, orange.
I'm going to pass.
Brown, just beautiful fall leaves.
I will use that $15 for something else, like beer.
They don't have fall leaves in California traditionally.
They don't?
And whatever trees they have, I think, just caught on fire. What the hell? But in the high-end grocery stores...
Wow, that's bizarre.
They're selling fall leaves.
That's sad, actually.
$15.
$15. Listen, I will undercut that price. Anyone from California, you want some leaves? $10.
We can do
undercut it by $5.
Free shipping too.
Yeah, I'm being serious. There is a gigantic pile outside my house right now. I think that could get us about $10,000 if it's $10 orders.
Okay. Quite frankly, the leaves that fall off the tree in front of my house are beautiful.
I know.
They're absolutely stunning. I love fall. So the colors are trendy.
All we need to do is get 1,000 orders, $10 a pop. We just made 10 G's.
These people, you know what? Who was it who said a fool and his money are easily separated?
Somebody.
Here's another one. You ready? You think that's crazy spending of money? Dateline, Florida, capital of the No Sweat News. There's another pandemic shortage coming, Dave. First, it was toilet paper, as you recall. Chicken, meat, food supplies next.
Yeah.
Then beach chairs, because everyone was meeting up in their driveways.
That's right. That was weird.
Well, the new shortage, the pandemic shortage in Florida, slips.
Oh, yeah. Slippers?
Slips.
Slips.
Boat slips.
Boat slips.
Not just any kind of boat slip. Oh. Big, expensive boat slips for giant yachts. As it turns out, so many super rich people have gone out and bought giant yachts during the lockdown that Florida, the state, has run out of slips large enough to park them.
Wow. That's incredible.
So what do you do?
Oh, no.
You got a new 200-foot Hessen, but you got nowhere to park it. Well, I'll tell you what they're doing. The super rich in Florida are now buying up multi-million-dollar waterfront homes in Florida just to have a place to park their new super yachts.
I hate all of them. Every single person that's doing that.
Every
single one of you.
Tell me again how their taxes can't go up a little bit.
Jeez.
They need to have a $5 million place that they're going to leave empty just so they can park their yacht in front of it.
This is insane. They've run out of... Everyone's bought a yacht in the state of Florida.
Hell of a pandemic, huh? Boy, they're really taking this one on the chin.
That's an unpredictable state. You either get just... You know, it's the highs of the highs and the lows of the lows in Florida.
Seriously, what like, is going on?
Sometimes we get the weirdest, you know, most low-rent, messed-out criminals on the No Sweat News, but now we're getting the exact opposite. People who should be on the Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous or something.
These people now are buying waterfront homes to park.
Slips.
See, now here's, it's actually a good thing because the yacht, you know, needs a crew of like 6 or 8 people in order to run. So if you park it in front of a home, then your crew can live in the home.
I guess that's the math that you want to do?
What the hell?
I just want some more money.
Seriously.
Please.
What the hell?
Running out.
I took a 10% pay cut for that.
We're running out.
I got a 500% increase of people going to food banks looking for food because they lost their jobs. And these schmucks are out there buying waterfront homes for the millions of dollars to park their new super yachts at.
Please, could you help us up here?
How about Slips. That, huh? Y'all have a nice day.
Slips.
That's the No Sweat News for today.
Guys.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.